The river is too deep, thought the drifter. He looked back. There was nothing but memories, as near to him as the trees that swayed in the wind. Some fond, some best forgotten. His old weathered hand gripped a trusted walking stick as a bead of sweat appeared on his brow. He saw the path continuing on the other side of the river, and he knew he had to cross. But his strength was fleeing. He checked his gear. The backpack held the last of his food. The pots swayed and clanged as he hesitated on the riverbank. It was hot and dusty. He felt like the whole trail had stuck to him. He could even taste the grime. The river was midnight blue. And as he peered into the deep, the sun came out and the river glittered like the stars. He turned from the glare while the river rushed on. The bead of sweat turned into a trickle. Better get on with it, he thought. He breathed a prayer and entered the swift, spiteful water as the sun crept behind a cloud. Water filled his boots as he stepped in. The cake and cracked mud on his boots instantly washed away. Shocked by the frigid water, he lurched and staggered, losing his walking stick. The cold water slapped him hard as he fell. The water was deep. Then everything moved in slow motion. The drifter thrashed and twisted against the undercurrent until all his belongings were strewn and gone. He watched bubbles rise to the surface as he let his last breath escape. There is nothing now except to wait. A hand plunged through the water. The hand belonged to a stranger who was pulling him to safety. He found himself gasping and sputtering on the bank of the river. He lay on the other shore, breathing deeply. The air seemed sweeter. And the sun shone more brightly than he'd ever remembered. Slowly, he realized it wasn't the sun. It was the stranger.